Okay, so I figure I'll just do both of these at once, huh? Two birds, one stone, whatever. So the talk to some GWA members listen to audio posts while at work. Guilty. Have you ever listened while driving? Yes. Where else do I listen? There really isn't anywhere that I go that I haven't listened at least a little bit. If I have my headphones, we'll listen, basically. In the car, in my office, certainly at work. Yeah, pretty much anywhere that I go. Especially if I know that it's not like a super sexy recording, like if it's like a Gone Wild audio radio or behind the audio file or something like that, like then it's just like a, I don't know, just a fun thing. So yeah, I'll listen to pretty much anything anywhere. There are definitely times that I'll listen in public that I'm like, why am I listening to this in public? Because that's just dumb. Have I ever ended sex because it was so bad? No. I don't think I have. But I will tell you about the worst sex partner and why it was so bad and what I did about it. When I was in Ireland, I studied abroad there for several months and many, many years ago. And while I was in Ireland, I met this guy at the pub. And I don't remember his name. It doesn't really matter. He was half French and half Italian, and he felt well, I know that because he like went out of his way to tell me like four times that he was half French and half Italian. Like I was supposed to be really excited and impressed by that. Anyway, we had a few drinks together and we made plans to get together the next evening, and he kind of made it clear that he wanted to have sex, and I was like, well, you're cute, okay, sure. And so we met up, we had another few drinks, and we went back to my place, and I wish I had timed it because this story would be even funnier. Like if I could like have said that I hit like some sort of stopwatch the second that I walked through the door, when we walked through the door, to when he left. But basically we went into my bedroom. I had an apartment that I was sharing with a couple of other girls. We went into my bedroom and like start to finish, the whole sex thing unfolded in like maybe 10 minutes, and he was gone in like 15. Like he was, so I mean, we're talking the time it takes to make out and take each other's clothes off, and the time that it takes to actually have the sex. And then and all I can remember thinking is, okay, that was really, really quick. Really quick. First of all, there was very little foreplay. And then the actual sex itself was very, very quick. And afterwards, I was kind of like, okay, well, that's a good place to start, I guess. Like, I'm like, now we can make out some more, and then, he can get me off or whatever. We can maybe go again in a little while. And then like he just stands up and starts putting his clothes back on, and he's like, that was very nice. Well, he didn't speak very good English, so I don't remember exactly what he said, but I just kind of looked at him like, what? Are you kidding me? And I was so shocked. Like I didn't know what to do, 'cause I didn't, if I was much, much younger then, and if it was me now, I would be like, fuck you, take your clothes back off, you're not leaving yet. You're not done. I'm not done. You're not done. At the time, I was just like, okay, bye. And I'm sure he was embarrassed because, it was pretty clear that it was quick. But yeah, that was it. Okay, so. If I accidentally find a very attractive person masturbating or two very attractive people having sex, and there's no chance of me being seen, would I masturbate while I watch them? How long would I watch? I would definitely watch them because I'm a voyeur, kind of, yeah. They don't even have to be particularly attractive. I will listen to people have sex anyway. I mean, I do that on GWA all the time, right? But yeah, I would. Yeah, I would definitely watch them. I don't know if I would necessarily masturbate. It would depend on how excited I got. But yeah, I mean, I have kind of. Yeah, I've got some experiences that involve either listening to, mostly listening to other people have sex. I don't think I've actually watched other people have sex before, in real life, but yeah, I'm sure I'm all for it. Have I ever had a kissing cousin? If not, do I have a relative that I would fuck if they were not related to me? When I was really little, like the whole you show me yours, I'll show you mine thing, I definitely did that with, okay, I have a very large family, so this is not like a huge percentage of my cousins, but with two different cousins. And I mean, it was really, really like totally innocent kind of stuff. Like it was just like, what do you have? Oh, that's not what I have. Here's what I have, you know, kind of thing. Which I guess is really common with kids, so I don't know if I ever kissed any of my cousins. Do I have a relative or relatives that I would fuck if they weren't related to me? I do have one cousin that I didn't grow up with. Like he lived several states away, and like every time I saw him, I'd be like, "Man, I didn't know our family could be that attractive." I would have definitely probably him. So there. Have you ever talked to a GWA recording, like if somebody says something? Yeah, I've definitely talked back. Sure. Yeah. When I am checking out someone, where do my eyes go first, second, and third? I guess I definitely face first, smile, especially smile and eyes. If someone has a nice smile, if they have like, well, I definitely check for crazy eyes because some people just have crazy eyes, and I mean, I'm not talking about like their eyes are actually weird or something. Like they just have crazy eyes, and so like I check for that. What can I say? But yeah, I definitely smile. Smile means a lot to me. And just kind of, yeah. And then probably after that, if they're a guy, I check out their legs. If they're wearing shorts, because as I mentioned, I like legs a lot. And also I check out hands. Both checking to see if they're wearing a wedding ring and or, I just like hands too, so. On a girl, face and her eyes and her smile, and then her tits. Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm human. Have I ever had a professional give me a lap dance? No, but I really would like to try. Like, I would really love to go to a strip club sometime. I've never been, and I think that would be fun. This is a three-part question about age and sex. How many years older than you is too old to have sex with them? I mean, I'm in my early 30s at this point, so there's pretty much, I mean, I guess 60 would be too old for me. Once you hit a certain point, like age is just a fucking number. It really is. I mean, I definitely have lower limits on like how young is too young because I'm much more concerned about someone's maturity level at that point. But, you know, if I'm attracted to a person, I don't really care what age they are. I mean, I have had a play partner that was, in his, I had a play partner who was, I think he was in his early 50s. But he was in really great shape. Like, you know, he was a very attractive man. And it also very, very good at oral sex, but yeah, there is something to be had, something to be said about age and experience. At any rate, I'm digressing. So I don't know if I have an upper age limit other than, you know, they have to be somebody that I'm physically attracted to. And you know, you can be 25 and I won't be attracted to you, but you can be 55 and I might be. I don't know. So like it age is not that important. How many, yeah, so like I don't think I have a range. Like the whole, I mean, I did for a long time. I had a range, you know, I used to say no more than 2 years younger than me and no more than, you know, I think it was like 5 years older than me. It's a pretty narrow range I had going for a long time. You know, back when I was on OkCupid and trying to meet people and things like that, I'd be like, this is a very narrow range. The only people I'm interested in. But if you're talking about just sex, like age actually matters even less if you're talking about just sex. Last summer, or was it the summer before? When I was 30, I had a play partner who was, she was only 19. And like sexually, we were totally compatible. We had a lot of fun together, but we had nothing to talk about. Nothing, like literally nothing. Every conversation that we had that wasn't about sex, I had no idea what she was fucking talking about half the time. Like like she made me feel so old, and she was so wrapped up in this kind of bullshit that I was like, that's not important. I don't know why you're even bothering to, like, it's really not that fucking important. So I think if you're talking about just sex, age really doesn't matter. I think when you're talking about having a conversation with somebody, if you don't have anything to talk about, that's a problem. And that doesn't necessarily mean that someone young doesn't have something interesting to say that I would feel like, but if I felt a total disconnect with her, in that way. So, yeah. Okay, so I guess my answer is I don't have a range. At this point, I would be really, really, if I was going to date somebody, they'd probably have to be at least 25, because I kind of feel like younger than that is just, I don't know. I'd find it hard to connect with somebody who hasn't had life experiences, I guess, or hasn't had time to reflect on what kind of person they are or want to be. And that's not to say that you can't be 21 and have already kind of had that, you know, it would depend on the person. I'm not totally ruling it out, but yeah, but I mean, again, for sex, whatever, as long as they're legal, I guess. Although like 18 is just, boof, 18 and 19 is just so young. Anyway, in the United States, the age of consent is generally 18, but in many countries, the age of consent is 16. Do you feel you had the maturity at 16 years old to make good decisions? I did to make good decisions about sex, especially with someone 21 or older. I didn't have the capacity at 16 to make good decisions about anything. I made stupid fucking decisions at 16. And I thought, and the thing is like, not only were they stupid decisions, they were so, I was so fucking sure that I was absolutely 100% correct. And that other people, especially my parents, were fucking stupid. And I was wrong. Yeah, some of the shit that I did when I was 16, I look back and I'm like, what the fuck were you even thinking? Like, what? I think for me anyway, I was not, I would not have been able to make good decisions like that. I the decisions that I made about other things, about exposing myself to risk, like driving with people who were really, really drunk, going to parties that were dangerous situations, and not, you know, taking care of myself or my friends, and some of this, I mean, I'm lucky that I didn't do stupider things, considering how stupid I was. So I mean, I no, for me personally, no, I would not have been, I would not have had the maturity at 16 years old to make those good decisions about sex. I didn't have sex until I was 19, and even then, I didn't make very good decisions. So, I mean, I guess, you know, anyway, that's just okay. And I know that, like, maybe the popular answer would be that, but every 16-year-old is different. But I don't, the problem with saying that, though, is that I think every 16-year-old thinks they know exactly what they're doing. I think that's part of being 16, is that you're 100% sure you know exactly what you're doing and that you're totally right, and everyone else is just being stupid and they're getting in your way, and you're gonna do what you're gonna do. And yeah, anyway. Okay, is there a sex position or kind of sex that you told yourself you would never do or enjoy but ended up doing it anyway? What was it and did you enjoy it? Yeah, I definitely, when I was younger, was like, I'm never gonna do this, I'm never gonna do that. And pretty much everything I always said I wouldn't do, I've done. Probably a big example of that would be anal sex for me. I had a really negative experience in college that involved being very, very drunk and someone else who was even drunker than I was. And as you can imagine, like, anal sex is not something that you should do while either party is drunk. Is a good rule of thumb, I think. And so it was a really kind of traumatic thing for me, and I was like, well, that's it. I don't like that, and I'm never gonna do it, and that's that. And it took me over a decade to even try again. And I've tried it and not hated it. But it's not something that I seek out. It's something that if it's done right, it doesn't hurt, but it's not really something that's pleasurable for me. And, kudos to you ladies out there for whom it is pleasurable. That's great. Good for you. Fucking awesome. It's just not that way for me. So, there's plenty of other sex that I have that I enjoy, so I'll just stick to that. Have I ever stolen a boyfriend or girlfriend from someone or found myself inappropriately attracted and flirting with the significant other of a close friend? No, I never did the stealing a boyfriend thing or stealing a girlfriend thing. I practice polyamory, so I honestly don't feel like there's anything wrong with being attracted to. There's no such thing as inappropriate attraction, with the exception of children, being attracted to children, or to someone else who can't give consent. Or something else that can't give consent anyway. But pretty much, if you're talking about another adult, functional adult, there's nothing inappropriate about being attracted to somebody. I don't care who they are. If they're a priest, if they're, there's nothing wrong in the feeling itself. That's not to say that there's nothing wrong with the action. Like, there are times when action is, of course, very, very wrong, and you shouldn't act on certain emotions that you might have or certain attractions, but the attraction itself is not wrong, in my opinion. Have I found myself attracted and flirting with a significant other of a close friend? Yes. Certainly found myself attracted. And I also I think by admitting that I've been attracted, I've been like, okay, well, that means I probably should not be in a situation, if that's something that's, if they're not polyamorous, like if they're not in an open kind of thing, like obviously it's inappropriate for me to cross that line with that friend or that friend's significant other. So I will make sure that I am not in a situation where I would, act inappropriately toward this person. But I think it's really dangerous territory to say that having an attraction is inappropriate, because that's when you start like a lot of lying and trying to suppress your emotions and things like that. Like, you're attracted to what you're attracted to, and that's just kind of how it is. And so if you're attracted to your best friend's partner, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But if it's inappropriate for you to cross that line with them, then you make sure you don't, you avoid the situation where you might be tempted to do so. Anyway, that's my high horse. I'm gonna get down off of it now and finish this audio. So, oh God, that's a lot.